All right, guys, welcome again to another episode on the Magic City podcast, which is not a podcast today. We're going to do a quick unboxing. I got Jimmy over here heckling me. He's off camera.
I am. I'm just watching.
He's mic'd up and he's got his headphones on and he's just like creepily looking at me as I unbox this.
You'll never know when I'm talking.
I know. It's just weird. But anyways, quick little unboxing. We got one comic book. It's a CGC slab. Nice little CGC Gemini mailer here. So let me just pop this thing open. Got this thing about like a week ago, or I put the order in about a week ago. Come on, Jimmy, heckle me.
No, I'm just waiting to see. Make sure you don't cut yourself.
Cut myself, bro. What's wrong with you?
Come on. You never cut yourself. I can't wait till you do on camera.
Look at this. This is a nice Gemini mailer. Pretty cool.
And where'd you get this from? Just online?
I think eBay. Nice. I want to say eBay.
eBay. Tried and true, man.
Yeah.
Tried and true. Pretty biggest good selection. Biggest.
Pretty good packaging. Impressed. But yeah, one book. Oh, look at this. It's got little got little foamy thingies in there.
Foamy thingies
to like protect the ends of it. That's pretty cool.
I see a 9.8 already.
Yeah, it's a 9.8. Let me get this thing out of the way here, Jimmy. Do something. Huh? I'm being heckled by the camera guy too. Wow.
Hey, you gotta give it up. A hell of a packaging job.
They did it's like how Jimmy uses condoms. He double bagged it.
Yeah. Never know. There's a new strand of super herpes out there. You got to be careful, man.
Herpes, bro. It's the gift that keeps on giving. So it's in a bag, and then it's in a nice little Mylar bag. Oh, nice. So check this out. V for Vendetta, number one, CGC 9.8. Love this book. Love this story. One of the better Alan Moore told stories in a comic book. If you guys watch the movie, you guys will see that this book kind of, the movie follows real, real close to this book. There's a couple of little changes, but it's kind of true to the origin story, and it's a wraparound cover. So the goal would be to have all 12, is it eight issues, 10 issues? I forgot.
It's eight issues.
The goal would be to have all the 8 issues of V for Vendetta in a 9.8. So that's a little run that I'm going to start preparing to do. But I just wanted to show you guys this book. I mean, you know, what else can you say about V for Vendetta?
I mean, the Guy Fawkes mask in the corner. Hell of a movie. Hell of a storyline.
Yeah, it's iconic at this point, you know?
It's one of the top 80s stories.
It's iconic. The mask is iconic. The story is
iconic.
Did it
come out in the 80s? What was it when it came out?
It came out in 1988. Alan Moore story and David Floyd cover and art.
So that's a beautiful piece of art, though. I wouldn't mind having that OA.
Oh, man. Imagine the back end.
Yeah. No. I mean.
So I met David Lloyd at a con, and he actually did a sketch of V for me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Nice. Alan Moore, like, he will not sign any Marvel or DC books. Wow. The only thing that he signs are his independent stuff because it's Alan Moore, and he's weird. But, he hates that he had that they took his stories and they, like, vandalized his stories, you know? That they just, like, destroyed his stories. So if you give him a book to sign, Marvel or DC, he won't do it. He will not sign it. Like, just the CGC graded like witness signature stuff is hard to come by. There's very few out there because he doesn't sign much. And you don't see any Marvel or DC stuff. You
next convention we go to, he's there. I'm going to take one of those.
You won't see him. You have to catch him in like, his freaking farm in England. Like, he doesn't do cons or any of that stuff. Yeah, he's a warlock, Wiccan priest, wizard, freaking, he's a misogynist. He's just a whole nine. He's a crazy dude. Yeah.
Adults that read superhero comics are fascists.
Yeah. Yeah, he's out there, man. He's crazy. But like I said, like, I think you have to catch him like in his town, or like if he does like one of his private signings, or like the publisher that he's working with to do his independent stuff, you can get stuff signed via them, mm-hmm. through him. But to actually catch him at a con, you'll never do it. And if you do, by any reason, he won't sign it. He just will not sign it. David Lloyd does. David Lloyd will do. He'll sign it. He'll do a little sketch for you. He'll do a little remark for you. But anyways, quick unboxing. V for Vendetta number one, CGC 9.8. As I get the rest of the issues, I will do more videos and show you guys some of this cool stuff.
Hey, thank you for watching. If you liked what you watched, give us a like, subscribe, follow us on IG, Appease the Algorithm Gods, and just let us know how we're doing.